Welcome to Ask the Doulas with Gold Coast Doulas. This is Kristen, and I'm here with my business partner, Alyssa.
Hello.
And we have Dr. Annie.
Hi.
From Rise Wellness, as well as Dr. Rachel.
Hello.
So today we are talking about birth trauma with babies and how a chiropractor can help them, especially since you have a focus on newborns. So Annie, tell us some different ways that you can help parents.
Sure. Well, first I kind of want to talk about what birth trauma means, and it's not necessarily all births are categorized as traumatic births, but there is a lot of, let's say, pressure on the mom and the baby while the natural birth process is happening. So even with a natural birth, there can still be some things that show up in little kiddos after. But if there is any sort of birth trauma, if mom has to get an epidural, that can affect the baby. If there are, you know, risks of C-section, stuff like that, any of those red flags that are happening during labor, that can all lead to birth trauma too.
Yeah. So epidural, you're probably why would that even affect baby? Epidural, why does that maybe create more of a birth trauma? And what happens is when mom gets epidural, you can't feel waist down, so we can't feel when we're supposed to push and all that. So what happens is baby's head, there's more pressure on that cervix. They can't feel it, and it can cause some birth injury in the cervical spine. Minor, but can still have effects later on.
Yeah. And so then they're more likely to need intervention at birth too. So whether that's help pulling the baby out by the head and neck, or if that's use of forceps or vacuum assisted, and all of those put a lot of pressure on the upper cervical spine of the baby. So that's where the neck is, and your spinal cord goes through that area. So that's what we find in kiddos, even after a natural birth process, but especially in those instances where there's been a lot of intervention, we see a lot of upper cervical misalignment that affects the nervous system. And so what we want to take care of is correct that misalignment so that they can develop the way that they're supposed to, so that their bodies work. And so a lot of people think of just brachial plexus injuries in kids when the shoulder gets stuck and there's traction on the brachial plexus. Mm-hmm. But if there's enough traction there to injure those nerves in the arm, there's enough pressure just in a natural birth that can affect the whole nervous system through the neck. So,
yeah, and we find with breastfeeding, there can be some issues with the latch or a baby preferring one side to the other, and that could be obviously remedied by chiropractic care. And maybe something happened during birth where they're just having some issues with their neck and alignment and so on. So.
Yeah, that's super common. We see that. That's one of the first signs that there could have been upper cervical misalignment, is if a kid wants or prefers one side or one breast when they're breastfeeding, or it has latching difficulty, because that all has to do with how they can turn their head, how the muscles in their face are working, what position their jaw is in. Mm-hmm. So we see that a lot. And when we do home visits, it's often for a baby whose head's turned to one side, and then we can correct that with a super gentle adjustment, and then it's amazing. They breastfeed a champ after that. So
I would say a big one too right now is the torticollis. Mm-hmm. And then the flathead spot.
Yeah.
So usually I would say that's later, you see that later. Mm-hmm. But it probably started with favoring nursing or latching difficulty, that didn't get corrected, because they're favoring, then they always want to turn to one side.
Yeah. So then they hyperdevelop those muscles on that side, and then it's just further down the road and becomes harder and harder to correct.
So we always say it's good to get your babies checked.
Yeah. Maybe that's why I'm so lumpy on
the probably
side.
It's your parents' fault. I blame everything on my parents.
I had no idea.
It all started with the birth. So.
And then certainly babies who are colicky or who have other issues at birth can be helped by chiropractic care, certainly. That's an easy fix.
Yeah.
I will say this, just so people don't think we're crazy. There was a study done by an MD, Gutman, is that his name?
Yeah.
Gutman. And he found spinal injury present in 80% of infants examined shortly after birth.
Out of 1,000 births.
Out of 1,000 births, yeah. Causing interference to neurological and immune function.
80%.
And so, 80%. So, like I said, even just the natural birth process, think about if they're pulling, what is it, like 60 to 90 pounds axial pressure, they say. So even just like a natural delivery. Or just like the whole process the baby's going through, like the uterus is contracting, that's going to cause some sort of distress on that spine.
Yeah.
So.
And we see that, I mean, we see other things too in kiddos who ended up C-section. Because they don't go through the vaginal canal, they don't get that compression.
Yes.
And so when they're pulled out of the abdomen, they have a lot of those issues too, but then they also, like, their lungs aren't cleared of fluid and stuff, so then they're more likely to have, like, allergies and asthma and stuff like that too, because of those things never getting corrected.
Yeah, it's a really good point. So can you explain to our listeners what an adjustment for a newborn is like so they can rest assured that it's very gentle?
Yeah. So the ICPA says you're going to use the same amount of pressure that you would use to check the ripeness of a tomato. So it is so gentle. Like if you push your finger on your eyelid, like the amount of pressure that you can just feel, like that's how much pressure we're using to adjust a newborn, especially.
Like using like your pinkies.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's no instrument. There's no twisting, cracking.
Yeah.
Popping.
And I think that's what people imagine is like the cracking and so it's not like that. And the fact that you do home visits is amazing. So people can come to your office here in Easttown and for certain cases with newborns, you'll go to their home. That's so wonderful.
I do that. Most of the moms that we've seen like throughout their pregnancy, like as soon as the baby's born, they're like, call us up. Come over to our house, check the baby, please. Mm-hmm.
And do you also adjust the mom when you do these
usually
home
do.
Visits?
I think almost every time we have. And sometimes dad if dad's home.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's important for the whole family, especially after, you know, birth is stressful. Mm-hmm. It's stressful on everybody. It's stressful on the mom's biomechanics and on her body, but emotionally stressful on both parents, too.
And on your body. We see doulas after the birth.
Oh, yeah.
Seeing you after plenty.
So helpful to me after a birth because we have some recovery as well, especially if it's a physical birth or even if it's not as physical and my client's sleeping with an epidural and I'm trying to get rest in a waiting room and kind of shoving myself into these strange positions on a chair to sleep. Mm-hmm. I definitely recover faster and my immune system is much stronger as a result of chiropractic care. So I appreciate you both.
Yes.
Yay. But thanks for explaining some of the remedies for different newborn traumas they experience. And how can we find you?
You can find us on our website at risewellnesscairo.com. Or you can find us on Facebook and Instagram. Both are at Rise Wellness Cairo. It's probably the best ways to find us and get in contact with us.
You're still accepting new patients.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
All right. Awesome.
Oh, yeah. We'll take all the babies.
All the babies. All the pregnant moms.
Yep.
Well, thank you so much for chatting with us, Dr. Annie and Dr. Rachel, and we will see you next time.
Thanks for having us.
These moments are golden.